ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting mobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this hour is dedicated to the world of mixed martial arts, which really means the UFC, seeing they own the Ultimate Fighting Championships, the Zuffa Sports, the parent company, owns the Ultimate Fighting Championships, Strikeforce. They bought up World Extreme Cage Fighting. In other words, they are like the predominant brand out there. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission had launched an investigation into this as to whether they were a monopoly or not, and the federal government has said no, they're not. So they've been cleared on that one. So, you know, the UFC getting bigger and bolder and getting more expanding. Of course, last week's card, the main event, a little bit controversy. Some people thought that, you know, Carlos Condit won the fight. He won the fight in a 5-round unanimous decision in a battle for the UFC interim 170-pound welterweight title. Of course, Georges St. Pierre, the hottest fighter, the most valuable fighter in MMA of Canada, he's out with a torn ACL. But Condit got the call, but a lot of people think that Nick Diaz deserved to win the fight. King Kyle Kingsbury was on the show last week. He thought that that Diaz had won the fight 4-1. Of course, Condit now 28-5. Diaz threatening to retire at 26-8. But here's a problem with Nick Diaz. He tested positive for marijuana reportedly this week. Now, I don't think that should be a problem. It's a medical issue. If it's been issued as a medicine, as it has in the state of California by his doctor, why can't he take it? And it's not a performance-enhancing drug by any means. So what's the beef here? The beef is anti-establishment. You can drink all you want, but smoke a joint, you're in trouble. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. I'll get into some of the news, the factors, the ratings, the upcoming fights in the world of MMA, and then we'll bring in Matt Allmeat Grizzle in about 20 minutes to talk MMA with him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Toll-free phone lines all across America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can follow us at Ring Talk on Twitter. Just talk an attitude, Jim. Get a groove.
You need some attitude. Move your feet. There you are in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Yeah, the music of the Super Strokeland band, the combination of Huey Lewis and the News and the Great Tower of Power, put together by Huey and Dr. Stephen Mackenzie Kuka, the funky doctor of Tower of Power. Of course, Tower of Power back on the road. Check him out, towerofpower.com. Of course, one of my other favorites, and he's one of my good friends as well, LennyWilliams.com. You want to see what Lenny's doing, check him out on his website, LennyWilliams.com. Or go to Facebook and check out Lenny at Facebook as well. The official numbers for that UFC show on Fox that aired January 20th at the United Center, well, it was 15,872 people paid, and it was for a gross gate of $1,270,961. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. I mean, holy cow. I mean, Rashad Evans and Davis didn't have a very good fight. Chael Sonnen fight sort of, you know, didn't sort of suck a little bit in that first fight. I don't even want to mention those two guys, but those guys should never be on TV ever again. But yet the ratings were not that bad. At one point, there were 6 million people tuned in to the Fox show. It averaged about 1.1 million as far as holding people throughout the entire two-hour show. But I'll tell you at least this, the UFC is trying. And they've been the victim of some bad luck of late, especially when it comes to injuries. Guys get hurt. You know what I mean? This is some tough stuff. And training is far more difficult than the actual fights are. I used to tell my mother, you know, I'd rather fight every day than train every day. And that's the honest to God truth, because fighting, you just get in there and you get it over with in a few rounds. I mean, the fight's done. You usually don't get hurt in fights. You get hurt in training. You usually don't suffer injuries in fights. You suffer them in training. So a lot of guys have gotten hurt in training, and we'll see if Anderson Silva is going to be ready for Chael Sonnen, whether they're going to fight in a outdoor soccer stadium in Brazil in June or July. Chael supposedly wants a little bit more money than maybe they want to give it, so we'll see what happens there. Of course, Chael Sonnen does the best promos in all of MMA, no question about that. They're talking about doing a thing on, take that back, the next pay-per-view of note as far as the UFC is concerned will be on April 21st in Atlanta, Georgia. John Jones, the once-beaten light heavyweight as 205-pound champion, would take on Rashad Evans, who was the winner on that January 28th card. But Rashad, he hasn't got it to deal with John Jones. I mean, John Jones is the complete package. I mean, he can box, he can fight, he can get you on the ground, he can beat you up on the ground, he can wrestle a little bit, he knows a little bit of jiu-jitsu. So what I'm trying to say is I think he's the most well-balanced fighter in the light heavyweight division right now, and I think that he's head and shoulders above Rashad Evans, and I look for him to stop Rashad Evans if Rashad, you know, goes in there and tries to fight. Because in his last fight, Rashad said, oh, I was just trying to win, I was just trying to win, you know, I didn't want to blow the title shot, and he sucked. In fact, you know, the main event was one of those fights where you can easily forget it. So Rashad Evans, a former light heavyweight champion, trying to get that title back, and it'll be April 21st in Atlanta, GA. We'll see what happens there. But back to the numbers on that Fox show for January 28th. 6 million people tuned in. It ended up holding about 1.1 million people. I mean, you know, the fights were sort of bad, so I'm not surprised that that many people got turned off. But the bottom line is they did a pretty good number, I think. Dan Henderson, remember him? Last time we saw him, he was in the Fight of the Year of 2011. November of 2011 down in San Jose, California, the HP Pavilion, when he beat Mauricio Shogun Rua in a five-round unanimous or split decision. I can't remember. It was the decision. But the bottom line is, of course, Henderson won the first three rounds easily. Shogun Rua came back and won the fourth and the fifth very decisively. And my main man, the expert in himself, the genius, the writer of the year of 2011 regarding any sport, anything, period. He's a writer of the world. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. He thought that Shogun Rua probably should have got a draw out of that. They should have, instead of giving the fight to Dan Henderson. But Dan Henderson is looking for a 205-pound title fight. He doesn't want to drop to 185 because when he's dropped to 185, and they're talking about him maybe making him the substitute for Chael Sonnen down there in that outdoor soccer stadium in Brazil in the summer of 2012. The problem is that Dan hasn't made 185 pounds in a long time. And when he has, he's gassed early. He hasn't fared well. And the bottom line is that's just cutting too much weight for a guy that walks around at 205 pounds. So Dan Henderson has made it clear he does not want to fight Anderson Silva at 185. He wants a 205-pound light heavyweight title fight. And if that, he wants to fight the winner of the John Jones, Rashad Evans fight, which takes place April 21st. In fact, I think the pay-per-view for March has been put off. So I don't think there'll be a March card as far as the UFC is concerned in pay-per-view. And a lot of this has to do, again, with injuries. I mean, guys get injured. Guys get hurt a lot. This is a rough, rough, rough game. And I kid you not, it is a rough game. I talked about Silva and Henderson possibly getting it on, but that maybe at a catch weight. Maybe not at 185. Maybe if they could do it at 195. Dan might be interested, but 205 pounds is what he walks around at. He doesn't, 203 pounds, doesn't like cutting weight. He can weigh in with his T-shirt on and still make 205 pounds, so who knows. BJ Penn, mentioned him a little bit earlier, had a little video audio clip of one of his fights. Of course, he's the former lightweight champion at 155 pounds, really the best lightweight in the history of the UFC. He's got to go back to lightweight because when he's fighting welterweights, guys are weighing at 170. These guys are weighing 195, and he's weighing like 160, 165. So he's just giving up too much weight, as he did in that Georges St. Pierre fight. Of course, I accused Georges St. Pierre, the current world welterweight champion of the UFC, 170 pounds, of being a greaser. And I don't mean that as some ethnic slang. I mean the fact that he was putting Vaseline all over his body in a couple of different rounds. And, of course, they feigned ignorance afterwards, but the bottom line is that fight should have probably been rendered a no contest. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the MMA Hour. Of course, we go from boxing from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time every Saturday morning, and then, of course, MMA from noon to 1 p.m. on Saturday as well. And we do this live worldwide, of course, on the Internet in 160 countries. You can catch us on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Maybe one of our affiliates, catch us live online at the cable radio network. You can catch us on like 5 or 6 million TV sets across the country on the cable radio network. We are on channel 2 of the cable radio network. Of course, you can check out all that information on my website, worldwideweb.ringtalk.com. Nobody even uses it anymore, huh? It's just ringtalk.com. No more www, huh? Just like George Bush and his internets. Remember that? Yeah, I was looking at the internets the other day. Yeah, George, you really showed how smart you were there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brandon Vera and Thiago Silva was supposed to be rematched May 15th in Fairfax, Virginia. That looks like that show was an FX show. That'll be off because Silva's been banged up. Vera's a little banged up. And, of course, Silva was the guy that faked his urine test last year. These guys fought last year, and he faked his urine test because he had knowingly taken some steroids. So he was off a while, and I don't know how you do that. I saw one boxer do that, and I'll mention him because he's retired. Now, his name was Tony Willis, and I watched him pass the cup to somebody else at a fight in Nevada in Las Vegas behind some curtains, and somebody else peed in the bottle for him. But the bottom line is Tony Willis was the guy I told you that fought Dennis Andrews for the light heavyweight title down in Tucson, Arizona, and he had a packet of cocaine in his sock. This is not unusual, fighters with cocaine. I remember another boxer, Akeem Antafashi. He was nearly killed in a fight with in Texas. And what happened was when they carried him out on the stretcher to the ambulance and put him in the hospital, they found a big wad of cocaine in his cup. So he wasn't, you know, I'm not putting that blow down. Not getting rid of that blow. Looks like the complete lineup for the Strike Force show that'll be in Columbus, Ohio on March the 3rd. It's going to open up with some pretty good fighters. Ryan Couture versus Conan Hoon. Scott Smith taking Lumumba Sarris. And Cyrus Faber taking on Pat Healy. And this figures to be a good card. And Sarah Kaufman, a female, of course, taking on Alexis Davis. And that's pretty good. The winner will become the number one contender for the Strikeforce Bantamweight title. Of course, Strikeforce, a byproduct of the or a product of the UFC and Zuffa Sports, they allow women's box, women's MMA, as does Bellator. Of course, the Bellator Fighting Championships will be on Spike TV next year, but this year they're stuck on MTV2, which is not really the greatest channel in the world. But, you know, the bottom line is they are getting some exposure. Bjorn Rebney is doing a good job, I believe, in promoting the Bellator Fighting Championship. Some Bellator notes here. War Machine, formerly Joe Kevenhofer, who was supposed to start this season. He's going back to jail for another year, according to a post he made on Twitter. He was scheduled to debut on March the 30th in Uncasville, Connecticut, I believe, at the Foxwoods Resort as part of a welterweight tournament with the winner to face champion Ben Askren, but that's not going to happen. The first round tournament matches are Carl Amasu, Chris Lozano. Amasu is going to replace the Machine. Ben Sanders taking on Raul Amaya. Brian Foster taking on David Ricketts. And Brian Baker versus Carlos Pereira. And that will all be, of course, March the 30th. And that will be on MTV2 live from the Foxwood Resort in Uncasville, Connecticut. That's where they held the ESPN2 fights last night. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of MMA. Next up, one of our MMA experts, former jiu-jitsu expert, practitioner, all that kind of stuff. He's a good writer as well. I'm talking about Matt All Meat Grizzle. So you want to talk MMA? Here's your shot. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This song here is dedicated to Larry Merchant for his birthday because you ought to be having fun.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Oh! He got rocked. He's hurt. He's hurt.
All over. Wow. Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine.
Wow. Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong.
Nah, the truth hurts. Here sits the superfly of boxing and MMA, 27 plus years now, on the radio. And folks, we're going to launch a new telecast in probably about 2 or 3 weeks. I'm working on the graphics right now to put it together. So we're going to launch a live telecast, a simulcast of this show. We've done it in the past, and it hasn't been as successful as I wanted. So we sort of pulled the product off the air, and now we're coming back with a brand new and more improved product. And I'm hoping this will happen by March 10th, March 15th, somewhere around there. Give me a month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Wanted to mention Jose, not Jose, Jose Aldo, of course, Jr., the world champion of the UFC. His manager has sent a text to a couple of people this week saying he has been relieved of his managerial duties, so he's out, one of the hottest fighters in the world, no question about that. And Haywire, starring Gina Carano and Michael Douglas and a host of other people, was down to number 18 in his third week of release, and at the end of the weekend had grossed $847,671 domestically, another $505.7 million foreign. So Gina's doing okay. Gina's going to be an actress. There's no question about it. I mean, she did a pretty good job in the movie. I saw the movie. I won't say whether I bought the movie on a bootleg or I saw the movie at the theater. Won't admit and won't cop to either one of those. But the bottom line is the movie was a good movie, and I give Gina her props. As I do Dave Bautista, the former WWE wrestler. He has a movie out. I think it's called The House of the Rising, something like that. It was like I bought it at a bootleg thing about 3 or 4 weeks ago and a month ago, and I watched it. I thought it was a great movie. I thought Bautista did a great job. Now he's coming back with another movie they'll be filming in a couple of months. So he's done with wrestling. He's done with MMA. He's not going to do any MMA. He's into acting, and I think he'll make a few bucks. I think the guy can act, and I think he does a very good job. Now, my next guest is not an actor. He's a former jiu-jitsu practitioner and a man that knows a whole lot about the world of MMA. I'm talking about Matt All Meat, No Grizzle, Grizzle. What's up, Big Matt?
Not too much, Pedro. How you doing this Saturday?
I'm doing all right. How's life treating you?
Oh, pretty good. Middle of marathon training, so legs are a little sore today, but I'm getting ready.
Like a marathon, like 24 miles?
26.2.
You know, having worked as a San Francisco policeman and seen and watched people die and collapse in those marathons, I never really understood it. I ran a half a marathon one time, and that was enough for me. But this idea of running a full marathon, why would somebody be inclined to run 26 miles?
You know, that's a great question. You really ask yourself that a lot. What is the point of this? But it's just endurance training, and I just love it. And I just want to. It's kind of a competition with yourself. So, okay. I don't know.
Okay, the American Kickboxing Academy down here in Silicon Valley, here in Northern California, near San Jose, they've racked with injuries. Cain Velasquez is out until late May or early June. He was supposed to wanted to fight Frank Mir. They're trying to put him on a May 26th show in Las Vegas, Mir and Velasquez. Who would win that, Frank Mir or Velasquez?
Oh, I think Velasquez is a little too well-rounded, as long as he doesn't get caught in a submission by Frank. I mean, I could see a situation where Velasquez went with his wrestling and did get caught, but I would still favor Kane. I really like his size for a heavyweight. He's right there around the 240, 245 range, and he's just got a good build. He's fast enough at that size, but yet he's strong enough at that size. So I'd still favor him. But, you know, both guys have had injury issues. It'd be interesting to see how he comes back.
Okay, you're speaking of Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion, a man that's appeared on the show in the past. And Junior Dos Santos, one of my guys that follows me on Twitter. Now, Junior Dos Santos is the world heavyweight champion. Now, if he and Cain Velasquez were to fight again, would it be any different?
I just don't think so. It may not go as quick. I just don't see, again, kind of how I always talk. I always try to analyze and looking at a fight. How could each guy win? And it's just a tough fight for Velasquez to win. He can't get him down on the ground with Dos Santos' takedown defense. It's just absolutely superior. And
he punches.
And it's boxing. His boxing is just off the charts. So,
best boxer in MMA?
I would say so, for sure.
Okay. We're talking with Matt Allmeat Grizzle, folks. Of course, he is an MMA expert. You want to talk MMA, this is your chance. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And that's toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands. And they tell me Jamaica as well. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You people in Jamaica, put down the bongs and give me a call. Some other questions I got for you as far as the UFC is concerned. Did you think Nick Diaz or Carlos Condit won last week's main event?
I thought Carlos won at landing the more effective strikes. Nick was obviously more aggressive, but at the end of the day, I thought the decision was right. It's a shame that I guess we're not going to get to see a rematch, being that Nick is now suspended for testing positive for marijuana.
Now let's talk about that. Testing positive for marijuana.
Unbelievable. I don't get it. I don't.
But he has a medical prescription here in California where a doctor says that it helps him with his anxiety and his hypertension disorder and things like that. So I know Senator Mark Leno is trying to put a bill through the California Assembly as I speak right now regarding marijuana. If you got marijuana in your system and you've got a doctor's note for it, as long as you're not stoned on the job, it shouldn't disqualify you from working, and you shouldn't be penalized for it. And I think the same thing applies with Nick Diaz. If Nick Diaz needs to smoke a joint a couple of days before the fight in order to relax, in order to get himself together, I think he should be able to do it, because I don't think it's a performance-enhancing drug by any means.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous that they took his win over Takanori Gomi away, where he choked him out with a real impressive go-go plata for the same reasons.
But they wouldn't take away Shane Mosley's win over Oscar De La Hoya after Mosley admitted to taking steroids. What kind of crap is that?
I know. It's unbelievable. I just can't wrap my head around how you could say that marijuana did anything. I mean, it obviously didn't do anything to improve his performance. Yeah, it may be illegal to the federal government, but so is jaywalking, and you're not going to get your decision changed if you got caught jaywalking before a fight. It's ridiculous. I just don't get it.
Okay, so talk to me about the rest of the card, the UFC 143. Were you impressed with it? Was it a good pay-per-view card?
I was all right. Fabricio Verdum and the Roy Nelson fight was fun just because Nelson has a chin of granite and is a tough, tough dude. But, it was better still than their last Fox show again, which they can't seem to get on track with putting a good Fox show on yet.
They're trying,
and I hope they keep at it. I mean, they obviously have the contract going. Really, the funnest, the best fight was actually the opener, which most people didn't get to see. It had a killer head kick knockout, Stephen Thompson, who's a really renowned striker, young kid, had this spectacular KO head kick over Daniel Stittigan. So,
Does it surprise you that Spike TV, of course, they've still got the rights to do old UFC fights? They're going to go, I think, on May 18th, the night of that Fox show, the next Fox show, they're going to go with an all-night, like a marathon, with Diego Sanchez and Clay Guida. That was, of course, a match of the year, and they're going to do a lot of stuff. And, you know, these Wednesday night fights on Spike are doing 700,000 to 900,000 viewers, and these are UFC reruns. Whoa, those are incredible numbers.
They are, and it is kind of, you know, in some ways it's a little surprising now that their contracts run out with Spike TV, but at the same time, exposure's exposure, and if they can still get it there, that's fine. But having them go head-to-head is a little shocking, letting them do that.
Spike's doing it for the numbers. Obviously, Spike is not too happy with the fact the UFC left since CNA really helped build the UFC into what it is. Matt Grizzle, our guest, folks. We do have open phone lines coast-to-coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Here you have the smooth vocals of the great Tom Bowes with Tower of Power.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at arthriticmax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit arthriticmax.com. Remember this name, SleepMax PM. Sleep deprivation in America is becoming a major killer, leading to a breakdown of the immune system. It also leads to bad judgment and accidents. Over-the-counter remedies can become addictive or cause increased drowsiness or headaches the next day. SleepMax PM is 100% safe and effective. It contains no drugs. If you want to wake up feeling refreshed, use SleepMax PM, nature's nighttime sleep aid. Available at all Walgreens stores and at sleepmaxpm.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown, she's so tight with his strength. Oh!
Stroke is alive on the east side. We're talking about Oakland, California, across the bay here from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, that's where Tower of Power came from, Seminary Avenue in Oakland, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. You know, the debut of MTV's Cage, a reality show about a group of small-town people trying to break into the world of MMA and fighting in lower-end shows did 619,000 viewers on January 9th, a very weak showing because MTV usually gets about 1.7 million viewers at that time, so it doesn't look like that show is here for the long time. And if you're wondering how much guys cut weight, Chael Sonnen, of course, the guy that weighed in at 185 a couple of weeks ago for that Fox show on January 28th, he weighed 233 pounds when he started training 4 weeks before the fight, and he fought at 185. Maybe that's why he looked. Is that why he looked a little flat, you think, because of that weight loss there, Matt?
Yeah, it very well could be because he's usually got great cardio, so that would make perfect sense.
You know, this idea of cutting weight, I used to cut from like 46, 47 down to 39, and that was a killer for me. So I could just imagine what it's like to cut 40 pounds.
Yeah, I remember.
50 pounds.
Dan Henderson actually had made a similar cut when he fought Jake Shields for the Strikeforce title a couple of years back, and it showed. I mean, he was just done after the first round.
Dan Henderson and Shogun Rua, they deserve to be Fight of the Year for 2011?
Yeah, you know, it probably does. It was an insane fight. I guess my problem is just I just feel like the decision was wrong. I have a little bit of
pain. For those of us who were there alive, it was an exciting fight. Dan Henderson won the first three rounds convincingly. Then he gasped because he was fighting a guy that came down from 240 to 205. And God knows around fight time, he weighed about 225. And Dan Henderson walks around about 203, 204. So making 205, he can do that with his clothes on. So I think it was just a size thing. And my man Dave Meltzer said it should have been a draw because it should have been a 10-8 round in the fifth round for Rua, but it ended up going Henderson's way. And I'm happy for Dan Henderson because Hendo's been around a long time. He's 41 years old, I believe, and he's earned his spot.
Absolutely. He's been around a long, long time, one of the guys who really helped build MMA and has done it all, Strikeforce, Pride, okay. UFC.
On February 22nd, the Nevada State Athletic Commission will be holding a public hearing for comments and ideas of changing the current MMA bylaws. What do you think they should change?
Well, I still think that the 10-point must is a ridiculous idea for MMA. I think that would be one of the key things I would touch
on. Okay, so how would you score fights then, in rounds?
You know, even going back all the way to the Pride or the old UFC rules of scoring it in its entirety would be better than the way they do it now. But I still don't think that necessarily is the way to go. I think that using either a half-point system or using the 10 points more effectively. I mean, you have 10 of them there. Let's start using them. Score, take down, take one. I mean, we need to have rounds that can be, you know, regularly 10-6, 10-7. I mean, for points legitimately scored, especially when you consider that the rounds are almost twice as long as a boxing round anyway. But having a straight 10-point must system the way they do it in boxing for a three-round fight is absolutely absurd.
Don't you think that the Pride rule of the 10-minute opening round, that really separate the men from the boys there? I mean, I was watching some Pride fights last week on YouTube and some various other internet sites and this and that, and I just think that 10-minute opening round, you know, I mean, that just showed you had to show determination, you had to show conditioning, you had to show skill. I mean, and you had to last out the 10-minute round. I mean, is that asking too much for a fighter to go 10 minutes in a round?
It is in the UFC, and I'll tell you why. They test. They didn't test in Pride. you could be taking EPO and different steroids and things like that, and I think that, you know, a lot of people pointed out some ways here or another that
well, they were getting away with it in Japan.
Yeah, they simply didn't test, and that's why a lot of people, I think, feel that Pride fighters aren't what they were in Pride when they come over to the UFC. I mean, a lot of them haven't had the success that they were over there. So,
okay. Dana White announced this week that John Jones will be moving up to heavyweight, but he said it wouldn't be this year. He's going to probably have a fight with Rashad Evans and then Dan Henderson. You know, as good as he is at heavyweight, I don't. There's such a big jump from 205 to guy fighting guys 245, or guys like Brock Lesnar to come down from 285 to 265 and then get in the ring at 275. I just don't know if that's the smartest move for John Jones. What do you think?
I agree, and at this point I'm not convinced until I see it happen, unless he wants to play a little Roy Jones action and try to pick off a weak champion up there, if there is one, and then come back down to his normal fighting weight. He does have a big frame, and he could put on some mass, but yeah, I mean, at a point, size really does matter, and when you're fighting guys who are cutting to make 265, he's just going to get smothered no matter how good he is.
Okay. John Jones, a fighter of the year for 2011 as far as the UFC is concerned. I think he had three successful defenses or three championship fights. Am I right?
Yeah, and he no doubt, in my opinion, really deserves that for this year. I mean, he really had a phenomenal year. I couldn't even put anybody up there who'd even come close. But four fights, four wins, and three of them were, you know, titles. I mean, he won it and then defended it. I mean, and the people he beat were the who's who. I mean, Machida, Quentin Jackson, Hua, Ryan Bader, who was undefeated at the time. I mean, he deserves it.
Okay. Jose Aldo, top 10 pound-for-pound fighter?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, again, some of these Brazilians, they have mastered in their camps the takedown defense. And his is just so phenomenal, and his striking so phenomenal. And, of course, don't forget his impeccable jiu-jitsu skill if he does get on the ground. But the only thing I see, I've noticed with him, is sometimes I think that he either, one, gets bored, or two, he tends to fatigue a little bit. I can't tell if it's just boredom or fatigue, but he does fade sometimes. I saw that in the fight with Mark Hominick. He faded bad.
July 7th, it looks like it'll be the aforementioned Junior Dos Santos, the world heavyweight champion, taking on Alistair Overeem here. Overeem's on a 12-fight winning streak. I thought he was a bit of a, how can I put this? I thought he was a press release. I mean, I really did. I thought he was a press release, especially after watching that fight with Fabrice Werdum a few months back. But he seems to be the real deal now. Does he have a shot with Santos?
Yeah, that'll be an interesting fight. He's a big, big guy. He's got probably the best all-around striking in MMA. Straight boxing you would still give to Dos Santos. But to be honest with you, that is a pick'em fight if I ever could draw one up.
Okay. There's a problem with holding this Anderson Silva-Chael Sonnen fight in Brazil in that soccer stadium in São Paulo, and the reason is there's a local noise ordinance that doesn't allow shows past 10 p.m. And obviously, if it was aired here in the United States, it'd have to be after 10 p.m. Do you think they'll be able to get by that with the money involved?
Absolutely, with the money involved. My concern is if Chael wins, and what happens to him, I would be concerned of a riot.
I fought once in San Diego, and I was fighting in the police Olympics here in California. You know, cops are really fair guys. And I whooped this guy that was a pro. He had 13 pro fights, and I looked him up. I knew he was a pro fighter. He had all this scar tissue over his eyes, and I said he should be disqualified. Anyway, I licked him like a stamp. I beat him so bad, the cops should have arrested me for domestic violence. But getting out of the ring, the L.A. cops were throwing bottles, and these were cops. Throwing bottles, cans, racial slurs, nigger. I mean, they were calling me every filthy wetback, every filthy name you could imagine. And these were cops. So I can imagine Chael Sonnen with his big mouth. And he does the best promos in the UFC and MMA right now. In fact, he's sort of like got pro wrestling-like promos, like Ric Flair-like promos almost. And he's going to go down there and talk a lot of smack. And if he does win, they might lynch him on the way to the locker room.
I mean, I'm serious. That's a legitimate concern. I would be very concerned for him down there. It's, like you said, especially with God knows what he's going to say to get people riled up before the fight anyway.
Okay. Uriah Faber is going to fight, looks like, on July the 7th. Who's he going to fight?
He'll be fighting Dominic Cruz again. They're launching the UFC Season 15 of The Ultimate Fighter, and, believe it or not, and they're, it's going to be live. And then they're going to fight for a third time. Faber won the first fight via submission. Dominic easily won the second one. That was just recently. It's kind of surprising to me that they're going to have a third, but they are. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think, I did watch the second one, and that was a pretty one-sided butt-whooping there. I mean, no question about that. Now, Gina Carano, have you seen the movie?
I have not. I have not.
Shame on you.
I know, right?
I mean, you know, she's fine. She can act. She can fight. And I think she took on a steroid monster in Cyborg Santos and got beaten. I mean, and all the rumors and the allegations and the suspicions about Cyborg Santos taking steroids were confirmed when she tested positive just a month ago here in California, has been suspended for doing so. But the bottom line is, she looked like a man.
If you found one person on the face of the earth who was surprised that she tested positive, I would be even more surprised.
Matt Grizzle's our guest, folks. We talk MMA from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, that's every Saturday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network. I want to say hi to all the troops around the world taking care of the U.S. bases around the planet. And, of course, the Cable Radio Network. We were joined on the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, live worldwide on the Internet. And, of course, our podcasts go up on the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. The podcasts go up usually within 6 to 8 hours of the show. So if you don't catch a show, you can always go to the website, hit up the podcast. I think we're on iTunes. Kevin Perry's got us all over the place. We're on Stitcher or something like that. I mean, we've got all kinds of little platforms we're on right now, but the bottom line is you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 27 plus years, folks. Right, I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, no question about that. And guess what? It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. My guest is a former jiu-jitsu expert, and still a jiu-jitsu expert. Now he's training for a marathon. I'm talking about Matt Out of His Mind Grizzle. Sorry, Matt, but anybody who wants to run 26 miles in my mind is out of their mind. I think that if I was back in the days of Moses, I guess didn't Moses walk around the desert for 30 years? He took his followers around the desert for 30 years. I'd have lasted about 30 minutes on that one.
Well, I have to agree with you. Anybody who does this by choice is probably a little nutty. It's my second one. We'll see how it goes.
You know, I was dating a chick last year, a lady last year. I shouldn't say chick. Chick doesn't sound right. I was dating a female last year. I don't date males. So I was dating a female last year that ran marathons, and she was running half marathons. Then she ran her full marathon, and she was a bit of a she sort of reminded me of a fighter approaching a fight. In other words, I don't want to use the B word, but she was gnarly leading up to these races, man. So I guess the mental pressure here is incredible, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You do get in that mode. You really do. It is intense, and especially when you know either you've never done one or you have and you've hit the wall with, you know, eight miles left to go. It can be intimidating. It's a very big mind game with yourself.
Okay, can BJ Penn make 155 still?
Yeah, I think he can. I've always said that his best fighting weight would probably have been 145. He's always carried a little extra with him. He could still make 155.
Well, I want to thank you for your expertise, Matt Grizzle. Of course, I expect an article in the next couple of weeks at ringtalk.com. You're my man. I appreciate it. Say hello to your family, and what can I say? Happy birthday, Larry Merchant, and Matt Grizzle, all the best to you, because you're all meat, no grizzle.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure.
Take care. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Of course, this is the Tower of Power, bringing us to our last break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and, of course, the Sports Byline Network.
So confident, there's nothing you want to know. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or something?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
That is the theme of the Big Valley, folks. I guess it was originally or supposedly filmed in Stockton, California, which is not too far from my studios here in San Francisco, California. Yesterday, Nick Barkley, that's right, Peter Breck, that was his real name, died at the age of 82, so we dedicate this show in part to him. And, of course, you can watch the Big Valley, Hawaii Five, the original Hawaii Five-0, the Rockford Files, Kojak, all that kind of good stuff on MyTV. It's a new channel, and it's pretty cool. I really dig it, MyTV, so check it out. Comcast has, I believe, is channel 196 if you have Comcast. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, this has been our MMA hour. And, of course, we do boxing for an hour from 11 a.m. Pacific time to noon Pacific time. Then we do MMA from noon Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, channel 2, and live worldwide on the fabulous Internet. I want to thank my producer. I want to thank all my guests. They've been great guests today for both shows. I want to wish happy birthday once again to my man, the Godfather, Larry Merchant. Until next week, folks, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but two things to do. Hit my website, ringtalk.com, and tomorrow I will update towerofpower.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.